everybody. This is episode 406 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Nunez, and today I'll be talking about Stranger Things. I'll be giving, I would assume, what will become a brief spoiler-free review of the series because I finished it. I'm just going to say this right now. Don't let my binging of it in a 12-ish hour period mean anything about how much I like or... Well, don't just hold your horses there. And I'll also be talking about the interesting little game, Slayaway Camp Butcher's Cut, which recently came out on consoles, both Xbox One and PS4. It's a surprising little game, and maybe not what you would expect, given the title and everything and the theme. But let's just get to it. I'm going to start off with how I start off every episode, beginning with two episodes ago. But the last emails from last episode weren't so great. But I did get a new email from my buddy Russell, which was the provider of the wonderful emails originally, who sent me another one. Hi, Large. We are in the final stretch of my Pixie Dust campaign, which is crazy to me. I started this campaign positive we wouldn't hit our goal and blew past it in 10 days. Now, there are only 9 days left and we are over $20,000. 3 years ago, when I started this journey, I thought $20,000 was an impossible amount to raise on a campaign. I treated those creators with the highest esteem. Now, here we are for the second time this year. That's insane to me! And a testament to how much your life can change in a single year. I feel like the last month changed my life again, just like it did in April with the Monster campaign. I wasn't sure that was possible even once, and it happened twice this year! If you want all the awesome freebies and stretch goals that come along with the book, now is a good time to check it out. Also, be forewarned, next week is the end of the campaign, so you will get a lot of emails from me. Great, thank you. Though, it's been 3 days since this email. He hasn't sent me anything new, so maybe he's gotten the hint. You might think 1 week is a lot, but you'll get much more than that as we close out the campaign, especially on Wednesday and Thursday. This Wednesday and Thursday, which already passed and you didn't give me anything? I don't know about you. The deluge will stop at 9 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday. So, you didn't deluge anything, you liar. Okay, well, I think what I get enjoyment out of doing is reading it in such a stupid way. Because it's really, I mean, one of his emails was kind of humorous. But this is just a normal thing. I just have never interacted with this person. I don't know how he... Here's the problem. I've supported a lot of campaigns on Kickstarter, and I, for a period, would be very vocal with my support of them and give them some press and attention. And that has haunted me to this very day. I just constantly get emails and Facebook messages and tweets and what have you about various Kickstarter projects. Like I am some Kickstarter connoisseur. And that is not the case. I have really halted because don't really follow tabletop gaming anywhere near as closely as I did, and Kickstarter is not the greatest place if you want something done in a prompt manner. The tabletop community on there is pretty decent overall, but with video games, the one I kickstarted, actually I kickstarted two. Shit. Or was that an Indiegogo? I don't know. I did one from part of the makers of Fable or something. That was like a Harvesty Moon Fable-y game. And more of a like Stardew Valley type of art style. But also, I forget, there was a game I saw at PAX. I really liked it. back the Kickstarter. It's supposed to come out, I don't know, 4 years ago. Still hasn't come out, so that's not so hot. They still do regular updates. But anyway, Stranger Things Season 2. It just came out today, I think maybe 4 a.m. Central Time or somewhere around there. I don't know exactly when it came out, but it came out all at once like Netflix series do. And it's 9 episodes long, ranging from anywhere from roughly 45 minutes to, I think the longest episode might be an hour and 7 minutes. And I was mixed excited about it. I didn't think there needed to be a second season with how the first ended. But I was excited because of how much I liked the first season that I was, you know, I was excited to get more. But after watching it all, I definitely think there was really no reason to get a second season because it does feel too long. There are too many storylines. Some of them are really, really stupid. There's one that I think is almost the entire seventh episode, which is introduced just very, very briefly in the very beginning of the first episode of the season. And I didn't give any shits about that. And it just feels like they didn't really know where they wanted to go with the season. And part of it felt very unoriginal and uninspired. Eleven's storyline didn't do much for me. And I was kind of bored. After about the fourth episode, I kind of got tired of it all and really only stuck with it, watching it, you know, half the time while I was also working. I was like, okay, I'm just going to give this half of my attention. And yeah, it ended up being a disappointment. I think Mike is still an incredibly annoying character, even more so this season, because he's become the extra super whiny bitch, because Lucas was whiny in the first season as the contrary of the team, but that has been given over, that role has been given over to Mike in addition to his general whininess and annoyingness. And there's this whole other introduction of a few new characters, Mad Max, Maxine, and her brother, who is the Red Power Ranger in the new movie. And that's all I could think about every time he came on screen. But that whole bit was dumb and unnecessary. And yeah, it felt bloated. It felt completely unnecessary. And it's just a perfect example of how Netflix really doesn't know anything about constraint with anything. If something is popular, they're going to keep it going, even if there's really no reason for it creatively. Sure, the creators may have wanted to do more, and this may be exactly what they wanted to do, and I may just be the one who thinks it's unnecessary and not needed because it's been reviewed incredibly well. I think probably most people love it, but I think it doesn't need to exist. It shouldn't have existed, and it's a reason why I just don't like Netflix all that much. And I know that as time passes, Netflix will be more and more just Netflix originals with the smattering of other studios, shows, and movies. And when that day comes, I will only be able to cancel it if my father stops watching it. Because if he keeps wanting to watch it and wanting to be a subscriber, then I'll keep paying. Because he's the one who uses it mostly. But I was really disappointed with it in the end. I'm trying to think of anything. You know what I liked? I forget what his name is. The one who had no teeth in the first season has teeth now. What I like about him in this season, he can be a bit annoying, but he just swears occasionally. And he especially likes saying son of a bitch. And whenever he says son of a bitch, I'm like, this is funny. So the occasional sons of bitches are amusing. And that's about it. I'm trying to think if there's anything that really stood out as something that I really liked about this season, but nothing stands out other than my continued love of the music and the score and all that. But other than that, I just sort of was disappointed. Maybe I'll go into details at a later date when time has passed and people have had time to watch it, but yeah, that'll have to wait. Moving on. So Slay Away Camp, Butcher's Cut, is the console version of Slay Away Camp with all of the DLC included. So Slay Away Camp came out on PC, I think a year ago, and now a year later, right around Halloween, it's finally come out on PS4 and Xbox One. And what it is a sliding puzzle where you have essentially, I don't know if it's if it's always perfectly a square grid, or if they're just, you know, variations of rectangles. I think they're not always perfect squares, but you control a slasher, whether it's someone inspired by a gremlin or Jason or an evil Santa Claus or Krampus or what have you. And you slide around this environment where the direction you push, your character will go in that direction until something stops their momentum. So if it's a wall, a person who you then murder, or some other kind of obstacle, and you just do that until you murder everyone and then get to the exit, which is one of those devil star symbol things, whatever. And that's all the game is, which seems, I mean, it sounds so dumb in a way, but it's actually really, really fun. I was surprised by how much I was getting into it, because I just loaded it on my Xbox One, which is where I got a copy for it. And I was only going to play a little bit of it, and then I just kept playing it and playing it and kept just, I just go to the next puzzle and the next puzzle. And part of that is just the fact that puzzles don't take that long. So you just can move on to the next one and the next one. And why it works so well is because, one, and the art style is of a blocky aesthetic. So it's very, very blocky. Very, like, your characters have just blocks for head in the Minecraft type of style. And it works because, one, the puzzles are well-crafted. They start off simple so that it's easy to get into the game and understand how it all works if you've never played a game like this. And they get more and more complicated, and they require you to dispose of certain people in the puzzle before others so that you will be in the right place to maneuver to another area and take out everyone, so that you can then finish the level. And then they also add in cops, which you can't attack head on because they will arrest you. I don't think they actually shoot you, but they will arrest you or knock you down at least and be like, no, stop murdering everyone. And they introduce mines, which that's one of the weirdest things about the game thematically, given that it's very much so the Jason, just a slasher thing where you're playing this unstoppable killing machine in your basic, like, you know, a campsite or in various houses and whatnot. I don't remember in any of those games landmines coming into play or why they would just be scattered around a campgrounds, but they're there, and that's fine because it's fun to scare someone into running into a landmine. That's fun. But the puzzles are well designed. And then on top of that, the theme, this slasher horror theme, works surprisingly well because it just, it's kind of charming and kind of cute. It's weird to say that a game where you are brutally murdering people is cute, but with the art style, it's actually kind of cute. And some of the murders are just so silly. And when I see them happening, I'm like, oh, this is adorable. So there's one where in the Santa themed areas, you give a present to someone you're about to kill. They open it, and out comes a handful of nutcrackers. And the first one comes out, and he's like, hey, buddy, and then rips off the arm, and then the rest come out and just dismember the person completely. And you're playing it, and you're watching this happen. You're like, this is adorable. Look at how cute they are just ripping off that person's body parts. This is adorable. This is so cute. And, yeah, it's just got a nice little charm to it with the whole theme of it all and the art style going with it so that it's not as gross or sick to look at. But I really like it. It could get old fast because I would be surprised if any big changes come to the gameplay. But I'm really liking it so far. The only problem I have with it on console is that it only comes in the full package edition, which costs $16.99. It's currently on sale, like a launch sale, for $12.74 on Xbox One, probably around that same price on PS4. But on PC, you can buy it standalone for $8.99 without all the DLC, and then you can purchase it with all the DLC for $17.95. I'm checking the Steam page right now, and it's currently on sale with all the DLC on Steam for $6.43, which is where, if you have a PC, if you're a PC gamer, definitely pick it up for that price, because that's a great price, and it's a really fun little thing. But I think it is a bit disappointing that it doesn't come in dual packages, because it would be nice if someone could dive in just a little bit to get a taste of it and see if they like it for a cheaper price, and then purchase all the DLC afterwards. Just because I think for some people, looking at what kind of game it is and just the fact that it is a sliding puzzle game, for $16-$17, it's a bit much to ask. I think for some people, they'll just look at it and be like, "Well, this all it is a sliding puzzle game. So why would I spend that much on a game like this when you can get something like Hitman Go or whatever for $5?" But I really like what I've played so far. I think it's surprisingly cute and adorable for being as violent and murderous as it is. And as just a puzzle game on its own, it's really solid. And it can get somewhat challenging, but never impossible. I was never so stumped that I could never figure anything out. I could always figure something out relatively quickly. And I always like that in a puzzle game. I like a puzzle game to give me a good challenge, but not be frustrating. And so far, so good with Slay Away Camp. So yeah, if you like that type of puzzle game, I would highly recommend checking it out, especially if you have a PC, because it's currently on sale in Steam's Halloween sale. Anyway, that will do it for today's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Ruznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Minimalist, Steam, and all the usual places at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm the Kush 3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, and the Pixelated Paranormal podcast, as well as the art I do, which, if you'd like to see all in one place, go over to pxsart.com, and you'll find links to where you can purchase prints to whatever piece tickles your fancy. And if you'd like to support the site in general and everything we do, go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a buck or two a month over there. So, yeah, that will do it. Do it. Do it. Till you're satisfied. Go on and do it. Do it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Okay, happy Halloween, everyone. I'll probably podcast again before then. I hate Halloween. I feel like the only one. Okay, bye.